Okay, we're on Daf Samach Zayin, 67.
It's a little bit different than you said. Parish Medachai at Sibur. I'm just going down to that part. Vaymesan
Ebetanisa. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I didn't quote the Lashon B'diyuk the right way.
And it says
you want to read the language, the whole halakha?
Doesn't the Gemara in Tanis say they're not zeichet to be in a nechamas atzibur?
No, it doesn't say that.
The Gemara,
that's a different Gemara. Totally different Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara asks the question, is he metaltel truma tameh v'shavas? How could he leave over the truma smicer at the bottom of the cup? So he leaves over a little bit of chulin so that it's not just muksa on the bottom. You have both muksa, davar ha-metalto, and davar ha-shena metalto.
It doesn't have to be bigger. It's not ripe.
It's a minute amount. They're both small amounts, and I don't think it makes a difference. Kahida sin tamon. It says metalto truma tameya im ha-tar v'machun. You can be metalto truma with the other food, which is whatever. It's not going to make it muksa.
So it's like the bus is the davar amutavar.
Correct, exactly, and it's mutter and metalta in those cases. So Gemara says, "Lo damian, that's not a good raya. That's case over there. Tamon tamei letzarach tahira. There, the tamei is not really the ikar. It's the ikar is the tahira. It happens to have tamei there. So we could say it's bramhacha chulin letzarach tamei. Here, the only reason we're being mishaya the chulin is so you can metalta the cups. It has no." It's the ikar, is the tmeya, really. That's basically what it's saying, yeah. So this is all very difficult. As I mentioned to you, Rav Kivager, I told you this yesterday about Rav Kivager's question. I won't repeat it. Okay. I'm Rav Yosef Rabbon. It means the asim and hakais kaddish, that when it leaves the cup, it becomes kaddish. So in other words, basically, the last thing he does with the cup is he spills it out. So it only becomes kaddish as he's spilling it out. So it's not really muksa when it's in the cup. It's as he's spilling it out, that's when it becomes kaddish. That's the part of the pshat. Okay.
It becomes separate from the rest of it.
Yeah, something like that. Tamantini, it's start getting to nitty gritty. Exactly when is it? Is it when he pours it out? Or is he finished drinking? The way you approach this will depend on exactly what moment it becomes Trumas Meiser. Yeah. The question that they have is if you hold from Breira, so it comes out Lamar Freya, that Truma was at the bottom of the cup, so then you had a problem to begin with. You always metal to Lamar Freya. Now, I never heard of there being an Isser of Tiltal Muxa Lamar Freya. I see that. But that's one of the questions. The Boyaz asked that question. Okay, Tamantanino, how can you have me not kusim? If you buy wine, it says over here, you buy 100 lugin of wine from produce, which is tevel, so then you have that whole nusach. You say, 2 lugin of wine, I'm going to dip. So he's doing this during Ben HaShemash, he says, 2 lugin of wine, I'm going to have a separate, and so on, the whole nusach over there. So, Tani, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon, Eisen. But Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon, they say it's also to do that. Shema tibaka hanoi, they're afraid that the barrel or whatever will split open, it'll spill out all over. It'll come out that you won't mafresh anything, you'll be shaisa tfolim lemafreya. So the Gemara says, Adama sisa, like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, it comes out that our Mishnah is like that, not like Rabbi Yosi. Because over here, why aren't you afraid that the cup will break in the middle of the meal, it'll drop the cup on the hardwood floor and it'll smash. It'll go all over the place. You won't have any hafrasha, and it'll end up that you drank the mefreya tevel. So why aren't we worried about that? My answer is on Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. It's very different. Over there, you're buying 100 lugin from the kusi, so it's a large volume. There's a chash. Over here, you're drinking it once. It's not have to worry about one cup of wine. Okay, next. Halacha gimel. Poyel sheinu ma'amon bal bayis. The poyel doesn't trust his bal bayis. So he's fed by the employer, but he doesn't trust him.
He's not an
Eved. He's a poyel, and part of the deal is he gets
Punch.
He gets 100, or let's assume he gets 100 100 figs as part of the deal. So that's just the
math will be easier.
That's the way it's presented here. There's no reason per se. No, I told Gregus Achas Aimer. He takes one dried fig, which is 1/100, which of course is 1% of the mixture, and he's going to use that for Trumas Meiser, right? So Zu, Vetesha Haboy Sacharel, the nine others, so you end up with 10%. So it's Meiser Al Tishim Shani Aichel, it's Meiser. Zu Asir Trumas Meiser Aleim, the one is going to be the Trumas Meiser, Meiser Sheni Bachreinus. That'll be in the whatever is left, last figs. In other words, the last 10% that he's going to leave over Mechol HaMois, and then you can eat the figs. So Chosech Grogras Achas, but you go ahead and you deduct from your ration the one dried fig. In other words, the Baal Bayis had made a deal that he's going to give you 100 figs. So this, the way we're teaching them the Tanakhama now is we're saying that Tanakhama is saying you're going to have to give up that one fig. Okay, so even though you had a deal for 100, you're just going to have to be satisfied with 99. Okay? So it sounds like silly. What's the big deal, right? Reb Shimon Gamliel argues. He says, no, lo yachsof. You cannot deduct from the daily ration. Why? You're going to diminish your efficiency. You'd be 99 fig efficiency versus 100 fig efficiency. That's a 1% less efficiency.
He's going to be less productive.
Less productive, less strength, less energy, whatever it is. What Shimon Gamliel is saying is you do not deduct it. So what do you mean? He obviously can't eat the Trumas Meiser. So what does it mean? So it means, he says, it's so at this point we're going to say he must purchase an additional dried fig to eat in place, and I guess he'll have to do that out of pocket.
The Baal doesn't have to give it to
him. Yeah.
He has to buy it so that he feels
that's what it says in footnote. Exactly. Footnote 24. Reb Shimon Gamliel agrees with the Tanakhama that the employer is not obligated to provide the laborer with the additional fig, right? But, he says, you cannot simply abstain from eating the 100th fig. Rather, he must purchase an additional dried fig, separate its ties, so he will end up eating the full complement of 100 figs. That was the ration he agreed.
Am I the only one that says ration here?
Ration?
Bar apart.
Is that what it is?
Ration is it rations or rations?
Both ways.
When I learned when I was in grade school that if there's a vowel before an I, that it's pronounced. Sorry. If it was
except we call it rations.
If it's irrational, it's irrational to say ration. Okay. See, I'm wrong. Anyway, eating one fig less threatens to diminish the quality of his work. Okay. So Stewie, if you're going to keep going on diets, then your law work is not as good. So get off the diet, all right? Next, Rabbi Yossi, we're now on 67B. Rabbi Yossi, I'm our law yaksal. You don't need to deduct the one and pay out of pocket. On the contrary, the Baal Bayis has to pay for it, which is very interesting because the Baal Bayis. Let's assume this is the question over here. At this point, they point out, are we talking about a Baal Bayis who's an Am HaAretz? Or are we talking about a Bayis who
it doesn't
is...
doesn't matter. He doesn't trust him. He started the mission.
Basically. He doesn't trust him. So, because you don't trust me, I have to pay extra. Like, it doesn't seem to make sense, right? Doesn't matter. Neshuhu Tanai Besdin. This is a Tanai Besdin, that Alfal Pi, right? Even though that Alpi Din... you shouldn't have to pay, but there's a Tanai Besdin that says that you do, I guess.
Is it Tanai Besdin that the owner said, I'll give you 100, and that makes it a Tanai? Or the Tanai Besdin is they're making you pay up the extra one?
They're making you pay the extra one. Numerous commentators in footnote 1 infer from his ruling that the Mishnah is dealing with an employer who's a Chaver. He knowingly provides his workers with the mai he purchased from an Am HaAretz. A chaver will in fact abide by the rabbinic decree to provide the additional fig as reimbursement for the Trumas Meiser, since he acknowledges the need to separate this portion from the mai.
Why is he giving him the mai?
What's that?
Why is he giving the employees the mai?
Why is he giving him the mai? I guess it was cheap.
It's cheaper, and he knows the guys don't trust him. So why bother?
Well, maybe that's why the guys don't trust him.
So if the employer was an Amo Aretz, then Rabbi Yossi's ruling would be pointless, for an Amo Aretz will not abide by this decree since he claims that his produce was already tied. So that's one approach. Others contend the Mishnah means the worker is allowed to take an additional fig from the employer's supply even without his consent. Okay, and that's not Gneva because it's an Ibez. So then it could even be talking about an employer who is an Amo Aretz. So that's the two sides of the coin, and that's the end of that.
And we wouldn't have problems with that extra fig being Maisa, that you have to take Maisa and Shumas all for that?
Yeah, he was very careful to say that. Even if you held like a Shum Gamliel and you bought it, you have to make sure you buy one and you were masaking it so that you get the full amount. Yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara says, it says he doesn't trust his employer. So the Gemara, so he says in the footnote in the introduction here, he says it would seem to be an employer's Amo Aretz. However, the Mishnah's ruling applies even to a chaver, for if the laborer is a poor person, and the employer feeds him in his home, he's allowed to serve him to Mai. You're allowed to feed a poor person to Mai. So if the worker has halach like a poor person, right, and I'm allowed to give him to Mai in my house, so what does it mean you don't trust me? I'm in full heter mode right here. You're allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to give it to you. So what's the problem? So Reb Lazar b'shem Reb Aishia, osu oisai she'eno mamin lebal bayis. That means they treated the laborer as if he is employed by an Amo Aretz and does not trust the employer regarding maisus. So just as one, we'll read it in English. Just as one who's employed by an Amo Aretz has to take off the maestros, obviously. So too, if a poor laborer is employed by a chaver who serves him to Mai, and he separates the maestros from his meal, he must abstain from eating the amount he separated as Trumas Maeser. I guess the idea here is that he's being machmer on himself. We keep seeing that the worker seems to be machmer on himself. That seems to be what's going on over here.
As a chaver, I'm going to treat you like an Amaris because you
give
me the money.
Let's take a quick look at the Gra. He says, Pirish, Kamosha hitiru gaba poil, lechol al smach hachumas meiser shehifresh kvar. That they were matter the poil based on the chumas meiser he already took off. Vraminum kol ma sha'echel hover hadavar. Everything he eats is a mavur that it was going on that. Cain hosam nami b'mi shenasim sola ben Levi usola ani yeshalah for shmoyna son v'lemishi oisna son koya oisna shmoyna. I'm not sure exactly. I thought he was going to say something different. Okay, I thought he was going to bring down the idea of the chumra. Who says that it's a chumra? Somebody says that he was being machmer. This needs a little more clarification. Okay. What you want? So Gemara says, Pshito Hadomels. So this is Pashit. This is going to be Pashit. Nisrafu Haperis. If the rest of the pears were burned, so hatruma b'tibula. So the truma is gone, and the designated fig is once again tevel gomer, right? Because you were saying, in other words, let's suppose you said the 100th fig, right? Fig number 100 is going to be trumas meiser. Fig number 99 through 91 is going to be the rest of it, meiser. And then the figs 1 through 90 got burned. Obviously, that whole half rush of 91 through 100 is garnished because there's nothing to be mafresh in them on.
Why is it tamal? Why is
it? So it goes back to its original state. I declared. What?
You have no choice anymore. The other stuff's burnt.
That's the point of the Gemara. But you could have said that it doesn't matter what happens to it. Lamaisa, you went ahead and declared it. And at the time you declared it, it was in existence. And maybe, who cares what happens to it? But this part is, you're right, it's Pasha. This is Pshita. The Gemara starts off that this is a Dabra Pasha. But what about the other way around? What if it's Nisifra HaTruma? Let's suppose the 100th thing gets burnt. So now what happens? So when did it get burnt? It got burnt before they got a chance to eat the other figs, right? So does the original Truma designation remain valid and you could still eat the rest of the produce? Or do you say, no, you have to take another fig? So the Gemara says, L'kisha ye'okho ha'peres, kotcha ha'truma l'mafreya. Whenever the remaining produce is eaten, then it becomes sanctified retroactively. So it doesn't matter whether the truma was burnt. Since it's kala mafreya, so it's kala mafreya before it got burnt, and therefore you don't have to take another one. That's what it says over here. Okay? The fact that it existed initially at the time it was designated suffices. And that's it. Okay, next. V'chosech gorgras achas. You have to deduct one dry fig. Mahu chosech. What does it mean? Min mechlehu mapik trumas meiser. That from his own rations, he takes out one dried fig. In other words, he's paying out of pocket. He only ends up with 99 figs. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. He says, no. Tani, lo, and so just like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel talks about inefficiency at work, so now we're going to quote a brisa that has all kinds of other examples of inefficiencies. Tani, lo yacharosh adam beparoso belaila. If I have a cow that I rent out, I'm you know, Avis rent a cow. So Avis rent a cow, I own some cows. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to work with the cows at night. They'll work in my field, and by day I'll rent them out. So you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because if I'm going to work it, they're going to be weak, and their rental will be, you know, won't be full power. That's going to be them. That's the first halacha. Second halacha. Lo yasa b'tok shelo b'layla, yaskar atzmo b'yom. And even when you're talking about yourself, you shouldn't hire yourself out to do work at night. You know, I'm working for Sammy, and I'll do all kinds of building projects late at night. And I'll go to the work sites in the morning to be his worker. Not allowed to do that. Because I'll be all from matred from working late at night. And I won't be able to work hard or efficiently by day. Not allowed to do that. It's also, it's refresh in Shulchan Aruch. If you're malavid, you're not allowed to stay up late at night learning. Because if you're going to be late at night learning, you're going to come the next day in front of the Talmidim and you're going to be exhausted. You won't be able to do the job right. It's the first in Shulchan Aruch, right in Yerodeati, over the Hilchos Melamdin. Over there, the Hagoyis HaGra writes, who had then any worker. So if I have a full-time job, and I stay up late at night doing all kinds of stuff, whatever it is, learning or otherwise, that's the violation of this halach. Well, Yar Vatsim V'Leisagin Vatsma, you shouldn't starve yourself. That's what we're talking about. No dieting here, okay? Full snacks. Lo yisagif atzmo, don't afflict yourself. I mean, I'm thinking that this is a heter. Tomorrow, people don't have to work during the day. You know? Maybe there's a heter. I don't know. FMLA? It's definitely mamait malakta shabal bias. Okay. Can we keep going? Let's keep going. I want to go to the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yechon Hasan L'Chadasa. Rabbi Yechon went to a certain place. Ashkach Safar D'Inayim. He found the teacher was extremely weak. Inayim is whatever the word is. Omalahu, he said to them, okay, why is he so weak? Omalei Tzayim, he fasts all the time. Omalei Asalach, you're not allowed to fast. Ma'am Latir Shabbosar, Domato Omar Asar. If, even regarding working for a private person, it's Asar for you to be, you know, undernourished. So malakdo shel kadosh baruch hu lo kosher kein, surely you must, it's a kosher kein, you have to be in full, all your energy to teach the Torah of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So the Gemara says, v'nei shu t'nai bez, in the last part of the Gemara. So Reb Chiya Barashi, B'shem Rav, Tanai Besen, who should take Trumas Meiser, Mishal Baal Bais. The Tanai Besen is that he should come from the stock of the employer. Meiser Sheni Mishal Payol. That's the end of it. Okay?
We can meet a little bit later
because we need that. Yeah, maybe 7:40. Yeah, whatever. Meet here and we'll call Tov, Stewie.
How are you?
Did you just come back from Eretz Yisrael? Let me just shut this one.